Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tyson and Georgia with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, workers of several Brisbane youth prisons walked off the job yesterday amid staff shortages and claims of escalating violence from detainees. The Australian Workers Union has called for better safety conditions and government support to entice more staff. Almost 100 workers held a protest outside the Brisbane and West Moreton youth detention centres in Wacol following a Brisbane staff member being allegedly punched in the face the same morning. An AWU spokesman, Joseph Kaiser, said that workers would protest for as long as necessary but would not leave the facilities completely unstaffed. Queensland has ranked the worst state for youth detention capacity pressure in January.
The $2.7 billion Gabba renovation is forging ahead. However, thousands of residents are pushing to block the upgrade. A petition started by residents surrounding Raymond Park argues that the planned athletics warm-up track won't fit in the park, and this will lead to the demolition of homes in the surroundings. Queensland Deputy Premier Stephen Miles seemed to confirm these worries, stating there may be small impacts on residential properties. We're talking less than half a dozen. A second petition was also started, receiving over 2,000 signatures in 3 weeks, to save heritage-listed East Brisbane State Schools.
In national news, four former employees of the Cheesecake Shop chain have alleged that they have been underpaid more than $1 million during their tenure. Almost all Cheesecake Shops are independently owned and run, and the owner of the shop in question has denied the allegations. The episode has thrust the migration system into the spotlight, however, with three of the four employees being on visas sponsored by their employer. Josh Peake from the Retail Workers Union said that employers who are sponsors of their employees' visas have an incredible amount of power over these migrant workers. Immigration Minister Andrew Giles introduced legislation last month that would introduce new criminal penalties for employers doing the wrong thing, and has stated that the migration system is also under review.
Due to a glitch in the advanced passenger processing systems, many international travellers have experienced significant delays at Australia's international terminals. The Australian Border Force said that its service provider who manages the system is experiencing an IT outage, which is leading some passengers to have waited hours. It's not yet clear how badly Australian airports have been affected. However, the ABF has stated that they are working with their service provider to resolve the issue urgently.
In international news, it has been announced that India will not be taking part in the biggest ever war games hosted by the Australian Defence Force between July 22nd and August 4th, across northern Australia and south as far as New South Wales. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese had announced in March that Indian counterparts would participate in the Talisman Sabre 2023 military exercises. However, Defence now says that the Indian military will send defence attachés as observers and will not participate. Talisman Sabre is one of the world's largest military exercises and will host 13 countries, with India, the Philippines, and Singapore and Thailand attending as observers.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 16 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.